going to try and say that this game hasn't been this anticipated in a number of years, because I think there have been many years where both North Carolina and NC State are good to varying degrees, right? But this is the first time in 50 years. 50. January 22nd, 1974, where these two teams are at least 3-0 each. First time since 74. That is bananas to me. Ernie Myers did not play in 1974. He is a child of the 80s. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show, former NC State star. This is a, again, I don't even know how to term it. It's not necessarily super anticipated, because I think NC State has sort of kind of slowly built their way to where they are at 3-0 in the league and looking very good doing it. And I thought the win over Virginia said a lot about them more than it did about Virginia. What are your thoughts going into a game like this from the NC State perspective?
Well, thanks for having me on, Adam. Yeah, it's an exciting time. This game is huge. Like you said, since 1974, both teams are, you know, vying for the top spot. They have identical records. They both on four-game winning streaks right now. And, yeah, the environment and the fan base for both universities are going to be the whole country is going to be watching this game tonight.
That's right. 8 o'clock. You know, so, 8 o'clock on ESPN.
Yeah, 8 o'clock on ESPN, and I'm going to be in the arena. And after that Virginia win, I agree with you. It says a lot more about what Coach Keats has done with this program. And, you know, they tied for first place. They, you know, they had a tough game out in Notre Dame and mm-hmm. pulled that one out on the road. They have two road ACC wins, which is gold
yeah.
on the road when you can win on the ACC in the ACC on the road. So, and after the Virginia home game, and, you know, you got Carolina coming in, it's going to be an exciting ball game.
Ernie Myers is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. The DJ Burns, I mean, he's a good player, and he's impactful even when he is not scoring, because he draws your attention, much in the same way for North Carolina that Armando Bacot can impact the game necessarily without necessarily scoring, because you have to be aware of where he is. But I thought it was interesting that they were so dominant against Virginia, and there wasn't a whole bunch of buckets from DJ. He showed other aspects of his offensive game, the ability to pass and all of that. What do you think has been the key for them, even when Burns is not, you know, scoring?
You know, they have the one down, you know, Coach Keats with DJ Burns. Yeah, he's a great passer, and he draws a lot of attention, but the shooting from the outside, mm-hmm. and they don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
You know, DJ Horn, he's only had 10 turnovers. And in these, 13, 14 games they played so far, you know, the perimeter guys are knocking down shots. And so I think, you know, the perimeter game and the defense has propelled them into where they are right now. But it's the perimeter scoring, because if DJ Burns is looking and he's passing out, and they, you know, they get a lot of he gets a lot of attention. He's a willing passer. So it, you know, all guys have to do is be ready to catch the ball and knock the shots down. So I know they're going to be ready tonight in PSC Arena.
Ernie Myers is joining us here, former NC State star, national champion. Here's the thing about the turnovers. People may not realize this. Third in the country at turnover rate, right, in terms of percentage, offensively with the ball. They do not turn it over, 12.5%. But they also force a lot of turnovers. But North Carolina is also really good at taking care of the ball. Is it fair to say that whichever team does a better job of forcing mistakes is going to win this game?
Absolutely. You know, the team that has the most turnovers is going to lose this game. You know, RJ Davis is, you know, he's one of the best players in the country. He might be ACC Player of the Year the way he's playing right now, averaging 20 points a game. And, Yeah, whoever turns the ball over, because they like to, you know, turn you over too and get out on the break and run. Just like NC State, they like the defense to turn into offense. And so whoever wins that battle is going to win that, is going to win the game tonight.
Ernie Myers is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You talked about, you know, NC State's perimeter shooting. What I like about it, and I kind of want to see more of it, and maybe we'll see more of it tonight. When Kevin Keats, you know, the year before he got to State, when he won at Wilmington, they used there. It almost seemed like there was a lot of similarity between the players, and a lot of guys who had some length, and they could press you and turn you over. And I part of me wants to see more of that. Because I think you might be able to be successful speeding Carolina up a little bit. But they've got a lot of weapons. They have a lot of options that maybe he hasn't had over the last couple of years.
Yeah, he has a lot of options, you know, on the outside and the perimeter. He's got guys coming off the bench. He has the freshman from Virginia coming off the bench playing really well. You know, he has some shooters on the perimeter. DJ Horn, he's right here. He's from Cary, North Carolina, well-traveled, you know, from Arizona State. Now he's here in Raleigh. So, you know, but there's a lot of guys who don't, you know, both teams have guys who haven't played in this type of game, this rivalry type of game. And I think that's, you know, that's important to bring up. So the intensity of this, you know, we still consider it a rivalry at NC State. You know,
right.
Fans are going to be rabid. And they're going to be, you know, and Hubert Davis, he remembers it when it was
sure.
A rivalry. So, and Roy used to, when he was the head coach there, he, you know, he hated playing, you know, in PNC Arena.
Right.
And he kept that rivalry alive. So it's going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, see, like I understand everything's about North Carolina Duke, and I get it. I get it. You know, a contemporary of yours, Jimmy Black, told me a long time ago, that in his heyday, in when he was playing, and you guys played basically at the same time, that the rivalry then was not Carolina Duke, that it was Carolina State. So that was the game, the big game for him as a player, more so than UNC Duke. Well, did you feel it that way as well?
Yeah, I thought that when ESPN got involved and Dick Vitale and in the whole nine yards, he made it the Duke-Carolina rivalry. But like Jimmy, he's from the Bronx. I'm from New York, and I know him, and we played in the same conference in New York City. But when Coach V recruited me, he said, "This is the big rivalry game. You're going to play against North Carolina." You know, the players were coming from New York down to North Carolina, and you know, playing in the ACC, and you know, that was the big rivalry, he told me. So they shut down the state, you know, kids, they bring the TVs in, everybody's watching this game. So it was a rivalry when I was there, and it was a big rivalry.
It was a pipeline from New York City to the Triangle back in the day. Ernie Myers is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What's your best memory of a State Carolina game?
Well, the first time, my best memory is 83 when we beat them at home when they were ranked number two or three in the country. And it was Coach V's first win over Dean Smith in Reynolds Coliseum when he left Iona and came here. It was his first win. So that was huge. And I think that game, winning that game, made us feel like we could beat anybody in the country. And we went on to win the national championship that year.
How was Coach after the game?
Oh man, Coach was just if you know Coach V, he was out of his mind, and you know, he just was in, you know, just he had lost his mind winning that game, and the fans ran out on the court because they hadn't beaten Carolina in so long, and you know, it was just it was bedlam.
Give me a key tonight for the Wolfpack that they need to win the game.
They need DJ Burns not to be in foul trouble. You know, he can't get any cheap fouls, and you know, they got to knock down some shots, and you know, they count deflections at NC State. You know, they got to, you know, get some deflections and turn Carolina over to win this game.
Yeah, if they can do that. Carolina, again, both teams take care of the ball. And if I'm Carolina, I'm going to feed Armando Bacot as much as possible to see if I can, because as you said, DJ Burns staying out of foul trouble, I'm going to be feeding Armando Bacot as much as possible. But I don't think that they want to guard DJ Burns away from the basket, because I'm not sure Armando can do that either. And DJ does set up, often well away from the basket, 15, 18 feet. He's almost posting up out there.
He sets up, but he backs you down. Right. And backs you down, and they try to double him, and he looks for the open man, or he spins baseline, and, you know, his patented left-hand move that he does, and, you know, he's pretty consistent.
Is there a big man in the country with a better floater than DJ Burns?
No. Nobody. He's got the golden left hand, and he uses it well. He uses his body well, position. He doesn't turn the ball over too much in the game, and he's a willing passer. So they run the offense through him. You know, he'll find people cutting to the basket or wide open for jump shots. And if that happens, the Wolfpack will be victorious tonight.
Yeah, he is one of their best assist guys in terms of percentage over the course of the season. Ernie Myers, a former NC State legend. Now, you can't be a former legend. You're either a legend or you're not. Ernie, I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Ernie Myers here on the Adam Gold Show. There was a time, and without disparaging, you know, the influence of ESPN, which is very influential, they are the tastemakers and have been. But honestly, college basketball isn't what it is without ESPN. And Jimmy Black told me this a long, long time ago, that in the 80s, in the early 80s, this was the game, not the Carolina-Duke game. But what has happened with Carolina-Duke is that once Mike Krzyzewski got it going, they were both great basically all the time. What happens? There was also a time, I would point out, where Duke-Maryland was the more anticipated game, because for about a 3 or 4 year stretch, both teams are always great. That's what happens. It's going to be an absolute blast tonight at PNC Arena. Cannot wait for 8 o'clock. And Rudy said, I think State's going to win the game. But I think basically any outcome is possible out of this one.